council meeting for July the 11th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Can we have a roll call?
Like you're all here to meet you.
Let the record show that we have 100% attendance so we can move on.
Adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, we need to change the amount in the claims. It should be $550,221.85.
I assume that's a motion.
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
Plus a $10 error.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the agenda as amended.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes carry.
Probably her there.
Here she comes.
Okay. The agenda is adopted by a unanimous decision. I'll wait till she's over.
And approval of minutes.
Yeah, we're down to approval of minutes.
Okay, next, approval of the minutes from June 27th.
I don't think so.
Second.
Nobody made a motion.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Call for the question.
President
Rose?
Yes.
Yes.
Dan Revelle?
Yes.
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Wayne Chatton?
Yes.
Brian Crowe?
Yes.
And the minutes are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances.
I think this would be a good time. You know, with the events that have happened, you know, over the past week, it just feel like it's appropriate to just take a moment and just thank Chief Lukey and Chief Pinkstaff and, you know, your officers for everything that they, you know, do for us. You know, you turn on the news now, and you see all this talk about division, divisiveness, and danger. And, you know, when I look through this community, you know, I see our officers, our firemen, more than willing every day to go above and beyond what they do. And it's not just them, you know, every department, even the citizens here, that are willing to go above and beyond to make things better for the people here. Not just today, but, you know, it could be something small or something bigger. And something really kind of hit me. You know, you kind of heard the Dallas police chief was talking, you know, the day after the event happened, and he talked about there's a lot of days that he feels lonely. There's a lot of days that they feel like, you know, they're out there on their own. And, you know, I just want to let you guys know that you're not, and we're here for you. And the support, and I know I kind of speak, you know, I'm not speaking for the council as a whole, but I know that the same sentiment's there. At, you know, you have our back and we're going to have yours, and we do appreciate everything you do and everything that your officers do for us. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? If not, we'll move to committee chair reports. Being none, we'll go to report of city officers. You want to take Laura? Can Sunny step up real quick?
I promise I'll just be a few minutes or a few seconds. Sunny Pinkstaff Fire Department.
Just wanted to let the, bring to the council's attention, those of you that weren't in attendance for the Board of Works, that during the Board of Works meeting, awarded four firefighters meritorious awards and life-saving awards for saving the lives of three people in the house fire on March 19th of 2016 on North Fifth Street. Captains Richard Ashby, Brett Bobe, and firefighters Cody Boger and Brant Yocum. And then also would like to invite the council, after the next council meeting is going to be the, going to be the battle, Police Department against Fire Department of the Wing Eating Contest at Buffalo Wild Wings. The cops are going down this time.
And that's...
Shot across the bow there, okay?
And that's seven o'clock next...
7 o'clock on the 25th.
I will provide a bottle of Pepto-Bismol.
I have faith in some of the young pups that we have just hired. I've seen them eat, and I've got faith in them. Thank you.
I'm betting on your side.
Okay, all right.
Just so the council knows what's going on, last month, Sunny gave us a report on the fire department, and this week, Laura's going to give us a report on her department.
Hi, guys. Laura Ariel, Animal Shelter. In the two and a half years that I've been out at the shelter, we're continuing to progress and make the shelter a better place. Last week, we replaced 22 more kennels. So we replaced 24 last year, 22 this year. So now every kennel in the shelter is new. They're state-of-the-art. They're absolutely beautiful. I invite you to come out and take a look at them. I think we've got more plans to continue to improve the shelter, but by the time we're said and done, we'll have the nicest shelter in Indiana, maybe. So it's really, really great. We also are working on kind of a facelift in our cat area, so we did some stuff in there too, so make sure you take a look. I think everybody does Facebook. If you don't have me on your Facebook, go to the Animal Shelters page, and I've posted videos and pictures so you can see. Better yet, come out to the shelter and take a look. A lot of you participated last year in our open house, and we plan on having another open house pretty soon where we jail up local extreme celebrities such as yourself. You have to do a little bit of work ahead of time, though, Mr. Salters. A little bit. So part of it, you know, we'll ask for your donation ahead of time. So don't expect people to just come there and bail you out. You're going to have to get some of it ahead of time. It was a really successful event. That's why I'd like to do it again. It brought out a lot of the community. We raised over $5,000. We have lots more plans to better the shelter. We're doing a great job. Our intake this year is only at 466 animals. It's way down from last year. And if you consider all the puppies that we've taken in from everywhere to send those out, the reason that our numbers are so low is because we're spaying and neutering everything, and we're shipping out animals that aren't to be spayed and neutered in other communities. So we're not having them here to multiply and cause a burden to our taxpayers. So things are going really great at the animal shelter. Hopefully they continue to go great. Look for your invite soon to come to our open house. Lowe's will be out to the animal shelter in the next 2 weeks. They've chosen us for their Lowe's Hero Project. If you're not familiar with that, they choose an organization, a nonprofit organization every year in their local community, and they go out and they do different things. They've built a gazebo at the school before. They've done a flower garden for different nursing homes before. And so this year we've asked them to build us an agility course for our dogs. So we're going to have an agility course built. We've found the plans. They're really expensive if you buy them from the Parks and Rec catalogs. So we found lots of DIY, and Lowe's is going to help us take care of that. So when we have our open house, you'll see our new dog agility course as well.
Good. Can I do the agility course?
Yes. I will. That will be part of it, and that'll probably be another way to earn a little bit of extra money, Tim.
Well, in addition to all your outstanding work at the shelter, you and your volunteers had a great entry in the July 4th parade.
Thank you. Everybody, thanks.
Well, it was great.
everybody asked why we couldn't win, and I said, well, we knew we weren't going to win, but we just, I like floats. I think floats are neat. We worked really hard on it. There was a lot of people that came together, and even other departments that helped do different things on their own time, and we'll be able to use that float for a long time. So every year, expect to see us there.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Hear many good things about your department and the progress that's been made, and what you're doing with the shelter itself is just outstanding. But above all that is the programming, and that's been fantastic.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
Yes, Laura. Okay, we'll move to old business. Ordinance 29-2016, the additional appropriation ordinance in the amount of $72,246 from Edit.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 29-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have second reading of ordinance 29-2016.
Ordinance 29-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2. This corrected the typo. $4,000 committed fund name account with that has not changed.
Discussion. Call for the question.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, second reading passes by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to have third reading on ordinance 29-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of ordinance 29-2016.
Ordinance 29-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1, all edit.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
And third and final reading passes by a vote of 7-0. Move to new business. Resolution 3-2016, approval of downtown revitalization plan.
Make a motion to read resolution 3-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chatton to read Resolution 3-2016.
Resolution 3-2016, City Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, approval of downtown revitalization plan. Whereas the City of Vincennes, Indiana, had identified adequate downtown revitalization plan, and whereas the City of Vincennes desires hired define and describe the issues, advise the city of our options, make recommendations to address the condition. Whereas the city of community health block grant dollars from the school affairs to fund the study, contributed $4,445 local match project. Whereas the city of process completed thoroughly and is satisfied with the service form information. Therein, methodology applied by the city. Vincennes copies of records and files and all reference. And be it resolved that Vincennes document hereby approved, contingent upon comment approval received from Indiana Office of Community Rules. City of Vincennes will fully consider all comments and feedback received from Indiana Office of Community Affairs and respect provide amended copy.
Mr. Attorney, do you have a copy of this? And have you?
Computer.
And you've studied it? Okay.
Very comprehensive.
Discussion.
I think it's the, you know, going through it a couple of times, it's the most detailed downtown plan know, in my lifetime. Now, I don't know if that's, you know, saying a lot, but I mean, it's very detailed. There's a lot of good things and a lot of good bits and pieces that we can go from. A clear vision where before, sometimes in the past, you might have bits and pieces that would be like, well, this is a good idea, let's do this, or this is a good idea over here. It's a cohesive plan, a blueprint, as you could say, that can kind of lead us forward in some of these things. That's one of the things that I did like about this.
As someone, maybe the only member here, who grew up on Main Street at 8th and Main in a mixed-use development, I guess you would say, since my father had his doctor's office in our home and my bedroom was above the waiting room. Having grown up on Main Street, I'm excited about this plan because Main Street was the place to go when I was growing up. Parents take us down Main Street on Friday, Saturday night, or any other night, it was a place to be in the community. It was where all the, you know, the good memories of the Watermelon Festival right on Main Street and all the other activities. And I think this plan will bring back that vitality. We have a lot of good things in our downtown now, but it can be better. And I think this gives us a roadmap and the building blocks to get there. And I'd say this also, that having just, you know, been reviewing KCDC's strategic plan for the community, where they place quite an emphasis on quality of life improvements as a key element in economic development, I think this plan really complements KCDC's strategic plan. And I think they can work together very well to give us a roadmap to improve the community. So I'm really excited about it. I there's little bits and pieces that I might quibble with, but it's, as I understand it, a broad but comprehensive plan. But it's adaptable as new opportunities would present themselves. There's nothing here that's going to lock us in stone that we can't adapt to new opportunities that come along. But it'll certainly take us a long way to get where we want to go.
I think you added a key piece there. There's nothing there that locks us in stone. And, you know, this is kind of just a guide at this point. And, you know, would it be great to get all these pieces in there? It'd be fantastic. But it's not something like, hey, you agree to this complete plan. Every word and sentence, every project, every piece is going to be done. That's not the point. The point is to throw out some ideas to see what we can do to improve upon our Main Street and make it what it once was. I haven't been, alive to see that kind of Main Street, but it'd be something that, I would love to see. I mean, as somebody that goes down there quite relatively, a couple times a week to help out Mom with Thursday church, it's important to our family, and it's important to what the ministry that she does there. So, I mean, to see it grow up to this thing that I've heard a lot of fellow councilmen talk about how great and big it once was, I mean, that would be something extremely exciting. So I think it's something that we can look at as a plan. This is a guide. This is not something that says, once you agree that this is what you have to do, but this leads us in the direction that we do need to go to improve our Main Street and obviously our river area.
Yeah, how are we going to pay for it? Ellen, come up and tell us.
Well, she can do that, but I mean, at the end of the report itself, it lists a long list of funding sources, many of which are outside the city of Vincennes. As we all know, when you get grant money, there's always a match component, but there are a lot of sources for funding outside the community as well.
I will say, the plan itself was an OCRA grant. The match came from the Board of Works funds, and then we will be going forward. This is one step. Then we'll be moving forward for the construction grant, which you'll see us all again in 2 weeks for a public hearing for the construction grant. The match for the construction grant will be done by the property owners themselves. That will be
selected for that. So as far as the next step for the facade program, that will be done by the property owners. And then the other, this is just a plan, this is just the first step. We'll see what we can do as far as funding, and like I said, it doesn't all have to be done next week. We've got years to work on this.
I think that we have buy-in from RDC and the UEA and buy-in from my office. It's I think that if everybody works together and has a vision to begin with, things are going to be a lot better.
I do have one question, and it's maybe just kind of the structure itself. NVIN came along about right when I got my first term here, so I mean it's been a relatively new group that's kind of grown and grown extremely quick, and now we've got all these projects kind of coming to fruition, and then you've got a mix of private dollars and you've got a mix of public dollars, and it's not a, this isn't like the question would just be about how do you, I guess it'd be directed to you, Ellen. The question about like accountability, how do you hold yourself as an organization accountable to the citizens of Vincennes with the public dollars? But like, it's a hard question because it's not just public dollars that you get. You do get private dollars as well. And then as a group, how do you hold yourself accountable to make sure that, hey, this is what we feel is the right thing for the city or not just a project that we like? And right. I know that you probably have a good explanation. That's why I wanted to ask it.
No, that's fine. Thank you, Tim. Well, basically, you're right. Accountability is a huge thing. And that's the one thing that we have been concerned about, especially, and let's just use the 6th and Main Street parking, because we've been talking about that for a long time. And until we had that funding secured and we could start moving on it, then we want to start showing action to it. We really want to see things begin to happen downtown like we've talked about. And even to our donors, our private dollars that come in, I mean, I've done a report to them, just an updated letter just a couple weeks ago, just to let them know some of the projects we've got going on so that they'll know. And we've had people directly say, you know, we want to donate this money, but we want it to go towards the Pantheon for the co-working space. And we've earmarked that just for that property in particular. Just like RDC, that needed to go for parking because it's infrastructure. So that's where that's going. So we try to be very careful about how that accountability works. And that's the one thing in your question, Tim, is the fact that all of the projects that's being worked on, is those are going to be accountable because you're going to see those happen. Just like the New Moon, we've had a couple interest in that property. That property will be sold. We're going to sell that property, but those dollars will be reinvested to start working on another project. So basically, I guess where that accountability comes, I mean, anytime, my door's always opened, that anytime you have a question about a project, please don't hesitate to ask. And like I've told UEA and I've told RDC, I'm more than happy to come and do updates on a regular basis just to let everyone know where things are going and what's going on. And that's the one thing nice in particular with RDC's money, because as we work through that process of that building at 6th and Main, we do, like for instance, we're starting the process of the demolition. So once that happens, then I have to take those invoices to the city because it's being looked over as a city project because it's city tax dollars. So we're trying to be very open about everything that's going on, Tim. And the only thing that's actually coming out of private is my salary and benefits.
I appreciate that. And, you know, an update would be awesome. I mean, this is good news. This is good stuff to hear about and exciting stuff to hear about. So anytime that you want to come before the council and give us an update on things, that would be wonderful.
Sure. I'd love to. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments?
Well, just one to address the question about where is the money going to come from. And it says this in the report somewhere that when you have this kind of a comprehensive plan and you see this kind of a commitment by government, it helps to leverage private investment. You see investors come forward and say, I feel more confident about putting my money into a building knowing that there is a commitment to improve the entire downtown area. And I was at a conference in Madison, Indiana, and you can really see that in Madison, where they have had a very comprehensive plan of where they wanted to go, and now they have, you know, really investors kind of fighting over different properties, which is what you want to get a good price, obviously. So I look forward to that happening here.
Call for the question.
Yes.
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 And resolution 32016 passes by a vote of 7-0. We'll move on to claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in amount of $550,942.99.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall, to pay the claims in the amount of $550,942.99.
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Kim Salter.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Wayne Chatton.
Yes.
Brian Groh.
Yes.
And the claims are paid by a vote of 7-0. We do not have anything under miscellaneous.
Other than, I think we would all like to thank everyone involved for a great July 4th celebration. I think we had a great parade, the fireworks. I just continually hear rave reviews about the fireworks, and whoever was in charge of the weather to allow everybody to get back to their car before the rain hit really deserves our applause. But
the mayor,
okay, all right.
Yeah, and I want to say thanks to all the department heads. Everybody pitched in and did a great job. It made for a great day and easy flowing day. So, and I'm sure the American Legion will still take donations for those fireworks.
Yes, they would. Sure. Yes, they would.
Just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
We are adjourned.